kind of thing. There seemed to be no way to escape it, though, so he accepted with all the grace he could muster.
Excellent! I know I can rely on you, Ulla. Off the record, I'll expect you to keep a sharp eye out for Jedi, of course. Satil Shan says she'll take no official action, but I don't trust her. You know the major players, don't you? You see one of them, you'll let me know.
Ulla nodded.
I will, sir.
And if there's any substance to the Hutt's claims, report immediately. I'll have a fleet on standing orders to offer the world protection from the Empire.
Yes, sir.
Like anyone with any political savvy, Ulla knew that protection was something many worlds simply did not want, for fear of the so-called protectors pillaging natural resources and talent. Also, the mere presence of a Republic cruiser, let alone a Jedi, was likely to draw the wrath of the Sith, who could be even worse.
What if it's nothing?
Then we've lost nothing, and you get to keep your promotion.
Stentor stood and held out his hand.
I'm elevating you to senior aide, effective immediately, and appointing you as acting envoy to the Barish cartel. Congratulations, Ulla.
Ulla shook the Supreme Commander's hand, but barely registered the soldierly crush of the strong Duro's fingers. Numb from head to foot, he could barely accept what had just happened. The best he could manage was to find ways to profit from it. As his former colleagues pressed in to offer their congratulations, he realized that this put him in an ideal position to make sure that the Republic didn't gain from the Hutt's offer. He could downplay the importance of any information he discovered, even actively interfere with the auction if it came to that. Whatever the Hutts had, the Republic wouldn't get access to it. And then there was the Republic fleet that awaited the outcome of his investigation. If he could send them on a fruitless quest to an empty sector of the galaxy, that could help the Empire in a dozen tangible ways. That the Supreme Commander of the Republic's military forces and parts of the Senate were absorbed in this unfolding drama was also useful. What had started as a minor curiosity could end up playing a deciding role in the conflict, if he was careful.
When do you want me to leave, sir?
Immediately. Your security detail is waiting.
Thank you, sir.
Ulla swallowed his nervousness, made his farewells, and exited the room. He didn't get very far. In the hallway outside the Supreme Commander's suite of offices, a squad of 6 soldiers awaited him. They wore Smart Service dress uniforms and saluted on sight of him.
Sergeant Roban Patanen,
the lead soldier introduced himself.
We are your escort, Envoy V.E.
Patanen was swarthy and muscular, and though he was as tall as Ulla, he loomed as though from a great height.
Thank you, Sergeant Patanen. I'll be grateful for your protection on Hutta. What's the arrangement? Shall we rendezvous at the appropriate spaceport when the shuttle is ready?
Shuttle departs in 1 hour, sir.
Then I'd better get moving, hadn't I?
He moved off along the corridor, and the squad fell into formation around him. He stopped, and they stopped too.
Where are you going?
He asked Patanen.
Escorting you to diplomatic supplies, sir.
That's not where I'm going. I need to swing by my apartment to pack my bag, and I'm sure I can manage that on my own.
Negative, sir. All off-world necessities are provided by diplomats.